Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us. Greg in Utah. Greg, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Craig, yeah, I wanted to...
It's interesting Friday.
Yeah. I wanted to share something with you. I was just telling Jason, you know, I asked him if, you know, who's responsible for mowing the lawn at his place. And so I mentioned to him that a Craftsman brand walked behind self-propelled mower, came into the shop. And the reason it came into the shop is it wouldn't go forward. Now, there's no reverse on this thing, so... When you engage it, it goes forward. If you want to go backwards, you pull it backwards. Well, it has front-wheel drive, and you pull this bar, and it should go forward, and it didn't. And the reason it didn't is the belt was slipping. So it has a drive belt that runs to a little gearbox on the front, by the front axle, and it moves the wheels. But the belt was slipping. There's no adjustment. No adjustment whatsoever. So in the heat, this extreme heat that we're experiencing, the belt stretched. And you can't adjust it to take up for the stretching of the belt like you could with virtually every single belt-driven machine ever made. Like if you had a generator on an old car from the 1940s or 50s, there was an adjustment to take up the slack.
What a wonderful design.
I'm very serious. So all you have to do, and this is a thin belt. This is way thinner than, you know, a V belt that would be on an automobile. All you do is buy a new belt. $27 for a new belt because the heat stretched the old belt. Now the belt looked perfect. It wasn't cut. No scrapes. No tears. Everything looked perfect except it stretched. Now, is the new one going to stretch? Probably. You know, only if it's used in the heat. You know, like during the day. This is unbelievable. That's number one. Number two is we got a call to pick up a John Deere riding lawnmower. Maybe 22 horsepower. Okay, it wouldn't go forward and it wouldn't go backward. So we picked it up with our trailer. We have a trailer for this size equipment. It's a tilt bed trailer. And we... pushed the lawnmower up onto this trailer, secured it, took it to the shop, and the rear wheel looked like it was kind of tilted, like it had a caster problem or a camber problem. Put it up on the jack, looked at it, and the wheel fell off. What happened was the axle shaft broke. The axle coming out of the transmission literally snapped in half. Now, how is that possible? If you think about it, class, you have never heard of this before. You've never heard of someone having a riding mower that, you know, like the kind you would buy at the Chinese factory outlet where they have Husqvarna, they've got maybe Snapper, Toro, MTD, John Deere, Cub Cadet, one of those. The axle broke. Unbelievable. So what do you do? Well, you can get a new axle for just under $1,000. Plus the 2.5 to 3 hours labor to put it in. So that makes that machine disposable. Because who would put, let's say, $1,200 into fixing a lawnmower that's couple of years old compared to buying a new one. Well, we were able to find one, a used axle and transmission assembly, and put it in and save a lot of money. But who would have ever thought that it would break? Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, I am. It sounds to me like that pot metal they've been using for, the Chinese have been using for hardened steel, which really isn't hard steel. It sounds like the typical garbage that we're getting lately. You know, and I've got a little story. I just ordered something from China, and the whole thing was worthless. And I'll explain that in a minute. But, yeah, you or I could take care of that belt problem. We'd put a roller in there, and we'd put an adjustment on that roller to put pressure on that belt and get the thing to grab again. But how many people are do-it-yourselfers and can engineer something like that? That's a question, because I just don't see that kind of those kind of skills coming out of the public school system anymore. I really don't.
There's a story about an employee who was at a new employee stationed at the cash register, and the customer handed the employee cash, and the employee's response was, "What do I do? What do I do?" The employee had no idea how to make change. So if the system doesn't say, you know, amount tendered, $15, amount due customer, you know, 26 cents, you know, one quarter and one penny, the young crop of employees don't know what to do.
And I'll bet you that employee had a cell phone in there, but I bet he had an app on that cell phone called a calculator that he'd probably never used before.
I woke up in the middle of the night, Greg.
This is the stage we're in things. I mean, it's just a sad situation.
I woke up in the middle of the night last night with one of these eureka moments. And I sat up in bed and I said, I got it. I got it. I figured it out. I know who did this to us. Big tech. Big tech has done this to us. Big tech has taught us that we don't need to know how to spell because there's spell check. And autocorrect. We don't need to learn how to read a map because we have a map on our phone. We don't even have to tell the phone where we are. It knows where we are. So we don't have to know how to do that. We don't have to measure. We don't have to do hardly anything because big tech has done it for us. And if you think about it, the companies who are the most wealthy are companies who make things or sell services that are not needed, not necessary, like cell phones. Really, we got along fine. Deliveries were made without cell phones. UPS drivers and the mail carriers got along just fine without cell phones. Guys who operated heavy rigs, cross-country, tractor trailers, they got along without cell phones. They had pay phones back then. So if you needed to make that call, you could, but you had to find the pay phone. And they were strategically located. And you kind of knew, even if you'd never been there, you know, you could go to a town and find a pay phone. So we got along just fine without this big tech. But now that we have big tech, our young people don't know how to do anything, literally, including make change.
You know, I remember going camping or going places or going hunting or fishing or something like that. And I would just tell somebody where I'm going, and if I'm not back, this is where you'll probably find me out here somewhere. And that was all really that was necessary, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And now the salesman says, oh, you're asking about the spare tire? No, no. Now, see, that's a feature. Because the spare tire is not in that vehicle, we've saved about 35 pounds, and that will give you better fuel economy. And besides, you're not going to change your flat tire anyway. You're going to call AAA and have somebody do it, right? So you don't need a spare tire. So it's really a benefit that you don't have a spare tire in your car. I mean, that's how we look at things today. We just call a guy. We just pick up the cell phone and call somebody. Because we don't know how to do it, we don't have the tools, and we don't even have the parts, and we don't have the spare tire.
And boy, are
That's
you
where
right
we are today?
It's a pretty sad situation.
Greg, I've noticed...
They're setting us up for failure.
I've noticed that rubber parts are a real problem. A real problem. Several years ago, I bought some garden hoses. And Sears was on the throes of going under. And it was absolutely crystal clear to me that Sears was going under. And I'm talking about Sears Roebuck and Company, commonly referred to as Sears. So I was in the store in Springfield, Missouri, and they had some garden hoses on sale for $19.99. Lifetime guarantee, 50 feet long. And I brought a couple of them up to the counter, and I said to the cashier, so y'all going to be around, you know, to warranty these? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you know, it looks like Sears is having a tough time, might go out of business. Oh, no, 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 Sears is never going out of business. And that's what he said. About a year later, they closed the store. And a couple of days ago, I got a hole, and I bought a couple more of these, a few more of these hoses at Ace Hardware, Craftsman. They picked up the Craftsman label, and they sold the same hoses. More, they charged more for the same hose, lifetime guarantee. Well, one of them failed. So, can't call Sears because they're gone. And so I called Ace Hardware, and they don't know what to do. I was transferred to the hose guy. It's a huge Ace Hardware. I mean huge, like the size of a Walmart. And he said, we haven't gotten those in a while. And, you know, we'll give you your money back if you have your receipt. I said, I bought them from you. And bottom line is, well, we can't get those hoses anymore. So I looked on the Internet for lifetime hoses. And what I found was Briggs & Stratton, that engine company that makes engines for lawnmowers. Well, that company has that brand, Briggs & Stratton, on that same hose, but they've improved the warranty from lifetime to the fun size warranty, 5 years. And it's twice the price. So here we are. I called Lowe's. Lowe's sells Craftsman. They warranty Craftsman. Talk to the hose guy. Oh, no, we don't have those. What do I do? Call the manufacturer. I can't call the manufacturer. They're out of business. There's no phone number for them. Well, I don't know what to do. So here we are. Lifetime warranty means nothing. Nothing today. Because the companies go out of business. Or if it's an Asian company, what they do is they say lifetime warranty. And then you call them up and you say, it doesn't work. And they go, hey, what's the model number? Oh, no, no. See, that model, no, that's been out of production for almost a year. But that's okay. It has a lifetime warranty, right? No, no. See, no. It's not your lifetime. It's the product production lifetime. So it's guaranteed for the life of as long as we make that product. But we changed it about 3 months ago. So they make a product for 6 months, change the part number, paint it a different color, and then tell you it's a different product, and now it's out of warranty. That's what Asian companies do. I'm not kidding.
Well, I went, you know, I needed some thermal glue, you know, that you would glue a heat sink with. Now, you think I was, of course, Radio Shack no longer exists, but, you know, they used to carry electronics. It took me, 2 days to find one electronic supply store. 2 days. I finally found some, and it really wasn't glue, but I'll talk about that on the other side.
Yeah, was it silicone?
No, it was an actual paste.
Okay.
Thermal paste.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher is with us for RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, back to you. Thermal glue?
So I did finally find some thermal paste. They said it really wasn't glue and it was some sort of an epoxy, and sure enough it did dry hard, but it served the purpose. But the point is it's becoming rare and hard to find parts for people who fix things and do things yourself. We're in a trash society where we just throw things away and buy new, you know, just keep going cycling through and wait, you know, we're a society of waste is what I'm going to call it. But I ordered some thermocouplers. It's called a cold plate. It's the same technology they use in like a Coleman cooler that you plug in the cigarette lighter. It's got one side that goes cold, the other side goes hot. And of course, you have to have a heat sink to draw away the heat, or it'll just destroy it when you plug it in. So I ordered this cold plate to use for one of my distillers, and I plugged it in, and it didn't work. Used the thermal, you know, sensor on there. It wasn't producing any heat or cold. So I started to take it apart and come to find out that the thermocouplers. And I looked it up on the internet. It said the hot side of a thermocoupler has the print on it. They put that on the cold side. So I imagine they plugged it in to make sure it was, I don't know how they checked it. But they sent me out something that didn't work. And, well, we've never had four, you know, go bad at the same time. And so I took it apart and took pictures and was ready to post on their little store that they put them in backwards and then show the link to the hot side and the cold side and give them a bad review. Well, immediately, of course, when I took the pictures and gave link. They sent me out a new unit without even asking any questions. You know what I think happened? I think they're just trying to sell junk. Yeah, you know, they knew it was bad. They probably got a good deal on it and just said, you know, shipped it, hoping that I wouldn't return it.
Let's put an exclamation point on that. I have this theory about eBay. And I have bought things from that are made in China on eBay because that's all you can get.
Unfortunately, this is the only place I could find it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Right.
Yeah.
And I think, and if you look at the pictures, you'll see many different sellers selling that same product across eBay. And then if you go to Amazon and you do a search and you search for that item, you'll find that same product on Amazon, maybe a little bit higher price, maybe the same price. But you'll see a lot of different prices for the same thing. I think, I can't prove this because I haven't bought them all, but I believe what's happening is that these Chinese factories make them, and they go, oh, this one's a second, this one's a second, oh, this one's a good one. So they sell the good ones to some resellers. They sell the seconds, meaning the ones that are off size, off shape, defective in some respect. They sell them to other sellers. And then you'll find them on eBay, and you'll find that some are like 25% less expensive than others. So naturally, you'd gravitate toward the one that looks exactly the same, same specifications, same paint, same everything. Why spend 25% more? So you buy the one that is lower cost. I think that they're two different qualities, I think, but I can't prove it. So here's
what
happens to me.
Well, another explanation point.
Mm-hmm.
I was buying a cereal from Walmart. Okay. It was the less price. This particular brand of cereal has a great big K on it, you know, so we're sure we know what it is. And then I bought some from the grocery store because they were out at the Walmart store. And, oh, my goodness, the quality and the taste was so much better. This can't be true. So I waited a couple weeks and did the same thing again and put them side by side, and there is a difference. They're giving the garbage to one store to sell for less and the higher quality to another.
So I know a guy who works for a company that manufactures refrigeration components, big company. And he says Walmart will contract with them to make a lower cost item that looks just like a higher cost item.
Every day to earn a living, you're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says this is a sad day for America. He made those comments yesterday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to January 6th. Speaking from the airport in Virginia, Trump noted he thinks the case is persecution against a political opponent. A number of Tesla owners are suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. A suit filed Wednesday in federal court in California accuses Tesla of exaggerating the estimated distance a vehicle can go on a single charge. The investigation, citing anonymous sources, found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came from CEO Elon Musk. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you God, you're
take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So companies are misrepresenting many, many things that they sell. And I have a love-hate relationship with Sam's Club. Been a member for 30 years, 30 years. And they used to sell French fries, frozen fries, restaurant quality, restaurant size, in a box that was six bags. Each bag inside a cardboard box was 5 pounds. Six bags times 5 pounds, 30 pounds of French fries in this box. And we used to put them in a freezer and they'd last, you know, a whole year or more. Well, they don't have them anymore. And those fries were 3/8 inch cut, standard fries that, you know, if you went to a restaurant many years ago, like 15 years ago, this would be the type of French fry that you'd get. Straight cut, 3/8 inch, 4, 5, and 6 inches long, each piece. Now, the French fries at Sam's Club are 22 pounds instead of 30, and instead of $15 to $18, they are $27. And they are 1 and 2 inches long. So these are like the length of a joint in your finger, like one or two joints long. I'm not exaggerating. So you go to Sam's Club and look up the reviews, and people say, these are really short. But here's the point. They don't come from the United States anymore. Idaho was a great producer of potatoes, right? These French fries now come from Germany. So they actually take German potatoes, ship them over here frozen. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Well, that's why they're so expensive. Now, if you look at them, they're absolutely perfect looking, but they're really tiny. The whole point of this is, why are we importing French fries from Germany? If you go to Lowe's and you look at lumber and you want a clear piece, no knots, lumber, Germany. Really? We don't have trees in the United States anymore? Really?
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you something about that. Because I, my father-in-law was a, or, you know, former father-in-law, was a carpenter and a handyman. And what he found out from the lumber companies was that the good stuff goes to Japan. We get the stuff with all the knots in it. And, you know, I go into the grocery store and getting a box of graham crackers, right? You open it up and there's a space in there that wasn't there before. Where did that come from? The box is the same size. This is the way things are going, folks. I'm sorry to say, but this is the way things are going. We're getting short.
Here's another exclamation point.
Oh,
yeah,
and also,
what you're talking about is shrinkflation. So either the price is the same and you get less, or the price is increased and you get less, or the price is just increased. There's a shortage of potatoes. There's a shortage of potatoes right now. And we talked about the weather. We talked about the harvest that was coming. And here it is. Here it is. So it took several months. Maybe 6 to 9 months to hit the market, but here we are. Here's another example of kind of misrepresenting. So we bought what's called a jump box, J-U-M-P-B-O-X, two words. What it really is it's two jumper cables, short jumper cables coming out of a plastic box with a handle, like a lunch box, with a lead-acid battery inside and a charger built in. And so this is something that we can put on the shelf, and when a customer has an emergency, we just grab the jump box, put it in the truck, and jump their car. Well, the problem is the battery goes dead after 30 days of non-use. So you would think that you wouldn't have to plug in this thing, you know, every week just to keep it charged so you could use it. So I call the manufacturer, and they go, yeah, no, that's what it is. Now, what's the label on this? Well, it's yellow. It's yellow in color. It's the same color as Caterpillar uses to paint their heavy equipment. And it even has the cat logo and the cat lettering. It says cat on it. So what they must have done was this company must have licensed the name cat, the logo, and they sell it as if it's manufactured by Caterpillar, which is a top quality U.S. manufacturer. But this thing is not top quality. It is less than top quality. So that's just one company. There are other companies that license the old names, names that have been built up and have been quality companies. There's a company called STP. Some people say it's super thick petroleum. Some people say it's scientifically tested product. There are all different kinds of explanations for what STP, Andy Granatelli's company, used to make. Well, that STP logo and name has been licensed to an automotive big box store. And the motor oil that they sell has the STP logo and name on it. But it's not STP. It's licensed to use that name.
Well,
and the oil filters that they sell say STP. Now, we tested their oil filters, and we found that they fail after, some of them fail after about 3,000 miles. But they say engineered to last 5,000 miles. Engineered to last 5,000 miles means somewhere between 0 miles and 5,000 miles. That it's engineered to last. But that doesn't mean it's manufactured to last up to 5,000 miles. So what happens is these things get plugged up at 3,000 miles, then they start leaking. So we called the big box store and said, yo, y'all know about this? Oh, no, no problem. Next thing we know, a month later, they're pulling them off the shelves. They're pulling them all off the shelves because they're defective. We figured it out first. They didn't even know it at the big box store. Go ahead.
Yeah. The news. Who's in court right now? People are taking Elon Musk to court for misrepresenting the mileage on their Teslas. I'll think about that for a minute. Okay. You buy these golf cart batteries from Sam's Club or, you know, Costco. And they say that they'll last so long, and usually you can't get what they say they perform at. I'm gonna promote a company here because I found a battery called a salt silica battery, manufactured in the United States. And the company that is selling them is a company called Watts247.com. Watts247. And these salt silicone batteries have been showing to outperform what they're putting on them. They're doing better. They can handle temperatures on a low voltage down to 40 below zero and higher temperatures than we can physically stand. This is a rarity. I'm surprised that they got these things out without China stealing them. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not familiar with this technology. I am familiar with the nickel iron technology, which I think is great. But here's an interesting thing. So I know a guy who bought nickel iron cells, and he and I shared a load of 80 of them. And they're pretty big. They're 500 ampere hours. So each cell is a little over 100 pounds. And he decided that he didn't like them. So he sold me his half, which was 40 cells. So I bought them used. And we picked them up with our trailer. And I'm using them right now and have been for, you know, over a year. He bought lithium, a lithium ion battery. And he loves it. It's great. But my question is, would you put a lithium iron battery bank in your garage of your house?
Are you kidding me with what's going on now? Ships catching on fire, containers hauling in brand new batteries catching on fire, cars burning down, killing the people inside. Oh, my gosh. What a horrible, horrible design. These salt silica batteries. And the old Mobil, the old nickel iron. I know there's a sheriff's. I went up there to help hook up a ham radio, a new ham radio antenna, repeater antenna for this ham band that, you know, the ham club's using. But anyway, we went up there, and they've still gotten old Mobil batteries powering up the sheriff's antennas and radio up there, the repeater up on the mountain. That's how good of quality those batteries are. They are still in existence, the old Mobil batteries. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd sure like to be able to find those.
Well, they've gotten really, really expensive, and they come from China. We don't make them. Now, we invented them, but we don't make them. And my only concern about the nickel iron battery bank that we have is the case. It's a very heavy plastic case, and I keep it protected from sunlight so that, you know, the case doesn't, you know, start deteriorating. But that's the only concern I have. I believe that this battery bank will last generations. And when it starts losing its ability to hold a charge, all you do is pour out the electrolyte and refill it with new electrolyte. That's it. Then they're back to brand new again.
Now, some people got to realize if you have a battery and you're finding liquid up on top of it, it's coming out around that usually means that the seal, it's coming out the seal. And the little vent that's on that cap is plugged. Now, this is not a good thing to have happen, because if you keep putting water in to replace this liquid that's being bubbled out, you're actually losing the electrolyte. So what you want to do is pull that cap off, take it in the kitchen, put a little baking soda in the water, mix it up, and so put the cap in there to neutralize the acid, and then take some good old dishwashing liquid and clean out the vent on that cap so that you don't lose your electrolytes, which will deteriorate your battery. And you be aware when you're charging your batteries, if you start to get a puddle on one, the cap's probably plugged. That will save your battery bank and make it last a lot longer. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I was looking at this. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, in the case of nickel iron, it's a base rather than a acidic electrolyte. But if you're talking about lead acid batteries for automobiles, you're absolutely correct. And once you clean the battery cap, make sure it's not plugged with, a spider web or dust that accumulates over the years. Clean it and then rinse it. And if you're going to top off the electrolyte, whether it be a lead acid battery or a nickel iron battery, distilled water only. Distilled water only. No tap water. Regardless of what tap water you have, it has to be distilled water or you can damage the battery. Greg and I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesch is with us, RealOrderIndependence.com. Craig, you mentioned Tesla at in the news today, right here at USA Prepares. And Forbes.com has a headline, quote, Tesla sued over exaggerating mileage claims in class action suit, and end quote. But then the article goes on to say that three owners filed a proposed class action lawsuit yesterday against electric automaker for falsely advertising the estimated driving range of its vehicles. Goes on to say that the suit filed in the U.S. District Court for Northern District of California cites a Reuters article published July 27 saying Tesla created a diversion team in Nevada whose entire purpose was to cancel as many range-related appointments as it could after the company was flooded with complaints about short mileage. So it goes on to say the lawsuit says the practice of overstating mileage violated the vehicle's warranties and amounted to both unfair competition and fraud. Continues to say, put simply, Tesla has a duty to deliver a product that performs as advertised. Okay. So what you're finding out, as one person in this article says, California-based James Porter owns a Model Y, which is a Tesla, stated that he lost approximately 182 miles of range despite driving only 92 miles. So what that article is alluding to is you get roughly a 300-mile range, but you get 100 miles actual driving range. So the algorithm is inaccurate. And so things affect the driving range of a Tesla. Like if it's cold weather and you turn the heat on, that decreases the mileage. If it's hot weather and you turn the air conditioning on, that decreases the mileage. If you're going uphill, that decreases. I'm sorry. The heat decreases mileage. Air conditioning decreases mileage. Going uphill decreases mileage. Headwinds decrease mileage.
Listening to the radio decreases mileage.
Right.
Yeah, right. Anything that affects the battery. Yeah.
Right. What I've read in the past, not in this article, but other articles, that the ideal, the ultimate speed for driving an electric vehicle is about 25 miles an hour. So if you want to get maximum range, that's what you do. 25 miles an hour. You drive 25 miles an hour in California, you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Because you'll be impeding traffic. That's just the way it is. I mean, I don't like driving in California. I haven't done it in 40 years, and I don't plan on doing it again. But the bottom line is, we have said here at USA Prepares that these electric vehicles are a blight on the planet. And the people who are encouraging you to buy them are liars. They do not do what they say they will do. They don't deliver the mileage, and they're killing the grid. And they're not green. There's nothing green
about
it.
Neither do the windmills. Yeah, neither do the windmills that are supposed to be producing the electricity for these things. They are wasting to even break even on what it costs to produce these things and to get rid of them when they're at their end of life cycle. They are not worth the power they're putting into the windmills. So if you see those farms out there, that's just like that Tesla. And just like these electric vehicles, these EVs, they're junk. They're destroying the planet. They're doing the opposite of what they're making them up to be. But, you know, I want, before we left the battery subject, I'd like to just give a couple of pointers on battery banks, since a lot of people are starting to go off-grid. One of the biggest failures of a battery bank is somebody who lives in a cold climate. They bring the batteries down just a little bit too much. It gets a little bit too cold. The batteries freeze. They deform the cells, and the battery bank is junk. To avoid that, make sure your batteries are always charged up, especially on a cold night. Or what I would suggest is to put them in a root cellar-like place, somewhere where if they catch on fire, they're not going to, you know, take the house down or anything like that. But treat them like you would a member of the family, because they're taking care of your family. But, you know, keep the levels, the electrolytes up with distilled water. Don't learn from experience. Learn from those who have experience.
Right. Right.
Thank you, Vince.
Class... lead acid batteries don't like it really, really hot, and they don't like it really, really cold. And that's true of many battery technologies. Some can take colder temperatures better than others. Lead acid batteries, if they're not fully charged, will freeze starting around 32 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, if they have a low state of charge. And so you might want to look that up, do a little bit of research, but don't believe anything we say here at USA Prepares. Don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Greg Lesher, thank you very much. See you next week.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.